This is the second hour of Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. If you want to join the conversation, give us a call at 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. Join us on Facebook, facebook.com/Bruce Hall Sports. Twitter, hashtag BH Sports. At Bruce Hall Sports is Bruce's handle, his trucker handle.
That be my handle.
That's his 294. And we also
have
at Sportsman Cave on the line from St. Mary's County.
That's right.
We're going to continue with some baseball with Bruce here. So, Bruce, take it away.
I'm going to finish talking about Major League Baseball because this is the preview show for the All-Star Game. And I got to tell you, if you don't watch the Home Run Derby, you got to record it on Monday night. And if you don't watch the game Tuesday, you got to record it and watch it late Tuesday night or early Wednesday morning.
Who's your early favorite?
National League, without a doubt. They always are. They got the best pitching right now. And you know what? When you're winning debt, now the only reason I'd want the National League to lose. I really don't want them to lose because I think San Francisco and the Nats have a chance to be the National League representative coming out of the season, okay? And mm-hmm. I want the National League All-Star team to win so they play four games at home like they have, the last 2 years. And, you know, there's a lot of crying going on from American League teams. That's not fair. I don't get it. Why should that matter? Hey, you know what? It gives them something to play for. Also gives them something to what, Roy? Pick a team for. If you want to win when you get 32 picks, that's what they get. They get 32 picks. Now, one of those picks is picked by the fans, along with all the starters are picked by the fans. The only guys out there, in my opinion, that got picked – probably that should not have been picked as starters. One was Pablo Sandoval. The San Francisco Giants had a home series of like 8 games in a row. And, of course, the Giants have sold out like 115 straight games in a row. So when they set up these little booths for people to come vote and vote and vote, they get to pick from a sellout crowd. That doesn't happen in Oakland. That also doesn't happen in Pittsburgh. That doesn't even happen in Los Angeles, right? So, and it definitely doesn't happen in Citi Field, right? The New York Mets do not draw like the Yankees do. They don't draw like a lot of fans. They don't draw like Philadelphia. Philadelphia always gets guys. I want to say that when the voting started this year, that the first baseman for Philadelphia, who's been injured all year, was leading vote. Yeah, Ryan Howard was leading vote getter for like 3 weeks. Well, guess what? He hasn't been at bat one time. Matt Kemp was also leading the National League for a long time. Yeah. I want to say Matt Kemp did get voted in. He did, by L.A. and probably everybody that knew he was good, but he gave his space up for Chipper Jones. And he didn't do it on purpose. Believe me, if he could play, he'd play. But he is going to be in the Home Run Derby. And that's something that, Roy, I want you and I to discuss when I'm done talking about all these good pitchers and what's going on. Go ahead. You had a question, Roy.
Well, it was going to be about that. It was going to be about do you think that it's a smart move for him to participate in the Home Run Derby? But we can save that.
Can I be honest with you? I don't think so. Because I think that, listen – I'm a hitting coach, you know that. I mean, my team is hitting over 300 as a team this summer, and we also have over a 400 OBA. I got to knock on wood. That was me knocking on wood. And it's because we can rake, you know, and it makes a difference. But you use your lower body when you hit.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you right now, he's out of his mind if he's not going to win, and I doubt he's even going to advance. But, you know, all he's got to do is rip that hamstring a little more than it's already ripped, and he's out another month or two. I don't see how the Dodgers let him do that, but evidently they don't have a problem with it because they're going to let him do it. Let me go over the National League real quick, the best pitchers, because let's face it, baseball is about hitting and defense first. and I mean, I'm sorry, about pitching and defense first. It's about hitting secondary. There, you know, 2 years ago, the San Francisco Giants won a World Series with the best pitching staff in baseball. Did they hit that year? No, not really. Their OBA was 321. Their walk strikeout ratio was average. I think they were third from the last in the league in runs scored. I think they averaged just over 4 runs a game. But if you've got pitching, look at the Washington Nationals. Yeah. I mean, the Washington Nationals have scored more runs this week since Ryan Zimmerman got a cortisone shot in his shoulder than they have all year long. I mean, from a standpoint of by the week. They scored 9 2 nights ago against San Francisco. And how many did they get last night? 6? I mean, yeah, it was enough to win. They were down 5-1 in the 7th inning, and they ended up winning the game. Now,
speaking of last night,
oh yeah,
there was the throwback jerseys.
Oh, those were nice.
Since we are on in New York, what do you think about the San Francisco Giants wearing the throwback New York Giants?
Well, because they are the New York Giants.
I understand that, but do you think there's some sore feelings there?
No, absolutely not. And as a matter of fact, that's free ink for New York. As a matter of fact, that logo that was on their vest looked just like
the Mets logo.
Yeah, the Mets logo, and it looked
the Yankees.
It looked like the Yankees logo too. It was a big NY. You know what? If only those guys that played way back then could have had cotton as opposed to wool. Because can you imagine how hot those guys would have been yesterday in wool? Oh, I mean, they would have had to wear something underneath, which would have just made them hotter. But I like the throwback jerseys. I like the Senators jerseys. Those looked exactly like when Walter Johnson played.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they looked – the Senators, I think, haven't won a championship since the 20s.
Yeah.
And, you know, the New York Giants didn't win a championship since 1954, 2 years ago. So these are two teams that could meet for the championship in the National League this year. And the winner goes to the World Series. And both of them are not starved for a championship, but they got to be proud of what they're doing, both of them. I mean, you know, when Bruce Bochy came to San Francisco 6 years ago, I'm going to tell the story because a lot of people don't know it. But when Bruce Bochy went to San Francisco, here's how it happened. The San Diego Padres, and Boch has been on he's been on the radio. I was listening to his interview on 106.7 The Fan yesterday. I set the interview up for those guys, you know, for CJ and Mike Wise. And when Boch was in San Diego, he was there 14 years as a head coach. He was with Kevin Towers all 14 years. Kevin Towers was his general manager. Bochy and Kevin Towers both played together with the San Diego Padre organization in AA, AAA, and the majors. A lot of people don't know that, but they did. They were close friends, been best friends forever. Well, Boch had just won the National League pennant. Not pennant, I'm sorry, the National League West Division title. They went out in 3 games and lost. I can't even tell you who they lost to, but they got beat fast. I get a call from San Diego because I had already called Boch to find out what he was going to do after the playoffs were over, because we've been friends since Little League. And I said to Boch, I go, what's going on? He goes, well, he goes, I went into, it was about a week after his division title was over. He said, well, you know, I went in to talk to the GM, who was Sandy Alderson at the time, who, by the way, is with the Mets, okay? And he goes, you know, I wanted to see about getting an extension because I've only got 1 year left on my contract. Now, Bochy, you got to understand, played for San Diego, lived in San Diego, did everything in San Diego, managed in San Diego. So he lived there, I want to say, for 20 to 25 years. Okay, lived in the same house he bought when he moved in Poway, okay, which is north of San Diego. He goes into Alderson's office. Now, Alderson is a money baller. At least he came off as a money baller. If you don't know what a money baller is, read the book.
See
the movie. It's about, we don't need coaches. We don't need managers. All I need is some kid that's smart with numbers, and I can be Billy Bean and just make my own damn lineup up every night. And, you know, you play who I tell you to play or you go look for a job. Well, Alderson used to be with Billy Beane in Oakland, okay? And he was thought of as kind of a money baller. Now, evidently, he and Billy don't get along real well because he wasn't in Oakland anymore, right? So, anyway, he comes to San Diego, works for John Morris. Boach goes in there, asks him, can we talk about extending my contract? Which is a logical thing to do a week after the season's over, okay? And Alderson goes, I don't want to talk about it. You got another year on your contract. We'll talk about it at the end of next year. Well, that's just like saying F you, okay? Boach says, well, would you mind if I talk to another team about being employed? And because he's so cocky, in my opinion, and just not a real smart guy, sorry, Mets fans, Sandy Alderson goes, sure, go ahead. Okay. 48 hours later, I want to say I got a call from San Francisco. Guess who had just signed with the San Francisco Giants? Bruce Bochy. He was their new manager. Okay. 4 years later, they won a World Series. How many World Series have the Mets won? How many World Series have the San Diego Padres won? How about none? Okay. They fired Kevin Towers 2 years ago on the last day of the season. Actually, they fired him before the last game because I saw Kevin. It was in the paper. I saw Kevin out there and we talked. He's a great guy. They fired him. And they finished in dead last place. Guess what Kevin Towers did? He took a job in Arizona and brought them a division championship his first year. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be back in a minute with Roy Edwards, and we're going to be talking more baseball, more basketball, more golf, more life. I need another one.